I'm by myself again on this Monday. And if you were listening last Monday, I think I might have mentioned that last Monday was the last Monday in July. That was definitely not right. Today is the last Monday in July. This is why Andy tells you what day it is, not me. I'm really bad at that. It is Monday, July 30th, 2018. It's a little gloomy here in St. Louis today. It's like 65 and rainy and foggy and does not feel like July at all. So it's a little strange, and I've been on vacation. So back in the studio, and I get to push the buttons this morning, and it's going to be a great day in studio today because I have some awesome guests. Thanks to our underwriters, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for your support of the Coffee Hour. You can find out more about them at cuw.edu, or you can go to our website, kfuo.org, and look for them in our sponsor section. So we're going to talk about family things today. And I don't have Andy in studio to help me talk about this, but that's okay. We're going to talk about how to live frugally first. I think that's something that a lot of families these days are probably dealing with. And then also, it's back to school season almost. It's August in a couple of days. So back to school season, we'll talk to an awesome guest for the second half of the show today about sending kids off to college. It's coming up for a lot of families. So, but first, we get to talk about living frugally. I have joining me by phone Kristen Wurrett, mom, wife, sister, daughter, blogger at joyfullythriving.com. Well, welcome, Kristen. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me.
And happy Monday to you.
Likewise. Yeah.
Are you by chance drinking any coffee this morning?
You know, I am not a coffee person. Oh, no. I stick to hot chocolate and chai tea. So that's what I'm doing.
Chai is totally fine. I can do chai.
All right, good.
So tell me a little bit about you, what you do, and why you started blogging at joyfullythriving.com.
Yes, I am a mom of three little ones right now. And I'm a former Lutheran school teacher, married to another Lutheran school teacher. And when we were newly married, I was really looking for encouragement and ideas to save money, specifically as it pertained to church workers. And I realized there wasn't a lot out there. So about 8 years ago, at the encouragement of my cousin and her husband, I started blogging. And it just started out kind of small as a hobby, really, just ways to share deals and ideas with friends. And then when my son was born, my first son, about 4 years ago, it started growing and I realized, oh, I could do this from home more as a full-time job and just really encourage people all around the country and the world with the ideas that I am using and just different strategies and encouragement for other people who are looking to save and are in the same boat as myself.
Absolutely. And you mentioned church work families. What is the difference between a church work family, maybe a non-church work family, if that's the way to put it, with strategies and the different vocations that come along with those type, that line of work?
Certainly. Everyone is looking to save money, and everyone is looking to do that in this economy. But as a pastor's daughter and then a church worker myself, church workers are in a unique position because we are serving at the same time and certainly view our jobs as a mission and vocation, as many others do. But a lot of times our budgets can be a little tighter than some others. And so we really are working on being very frugal and good stewards of what God has given us.
Absolutely.
And so that just puts a different perspective, I think, on our savings journey.
Yeah, yeah. So you blog a lot about living frugally. What does that mean to you to live frugally?
To me, it means a lot of different things. It means, like I just said, mainly being a good steward of what God has given me. Mm-hmm. We try to follow a good budget. It means finding the best deals I can is really what I would say ultimately it is, so that I can still stay home with our children and that we can save and be responsible with the things that God has given us and meet all those obligations and goals and dreams that we have for our family.
You mentioned a magic word, budget.
Yes, I know.
I know for us, for me and my husband, that it took us a while to finally figure that out, to mm-hmm. find a budget system that kind of worked for us, or mostly works for us every month.
Yeah.
Do you have a story or two of how you came to the budget that works for you?
Budgets can be tricky, yes. Indeed, and they are constantly, I think you just said the key, constantly in work. And really, we revisit our budget like you almost monthly and a couple times a year for sure. But we're still a little old-fashioned that way. We've tried some different systems, but we use a paper and pencil budget and just kind of keep track of it. But I think what ultimately, when we were newly married about 2 years in, we realized it was getting too easy to borrow from certain categories and fund other categories in our budget. So we kind of used the Dave Ramsey approach, but mm-hmm. we set up what we call electronic envelopes. And so to date, I think we actually have about 16 different savings accounts that are set up with specific budget categories. So we have our new car fund. We have our extra bills fund. We have a vacation fund. We have gift funds. We have home improvement funds. And so those for us serve as we take money out of our checking account monthly and move it into those categories. So it's earmarked there. And it has really changed our budget and helped us to focus our money and really keep it where it's supposed to go.
Yeah, we finally got into the multiple savings accounts, finally, mm-hmm. after many, many years of just like, we have enough money. And especially, you know, as you live together for longer as a married couple, it seems that those larger expenses kind of pop up more and more, like a new mattress,
yes.
or a new, I don't know, kitchen appliances. Those things kind of come along.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. What are some, you mentioned the electronic envelopes, but what are some other tips that you have for saving money or planning ahead or spending money frugally, I guess?
Oh, so many different things there. Yeah, let's see. When you're looking to save, I think the important thing to realize is that no matter who you are, no matter what your family is like, no matter the size of your budget, you can always find some money to save. And it may seem very small at first. You really may feel like, oh, I can only pull $5 from here this month. Well, that's okay. That's something. And something is always better than nothing. And so I think when you start, it's finding those small amounts of money and then making it a challenge to yourself. Okay, this week I saved this much. How much more could I save next week? And giving yourself those little challenges is a good way to find some motivation to keep saving and increase your savings there. As for saving money, I think one of the great ways to save, and for me personally, is at the grocery store. I love finding new ways to just cut the budget and watch for sales and deals there and stretch our family budget that way. Because saving in your grocery budget, I think, is one of the fastest ways you'll see a difference in your budget. Because you'll see it right away, instantly, when you check mm-hmm. out at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. So that's a good area if people are looking at areas to start. I always say that's a great place to start.
Yeah. And I know a lot of the articles on social media, they're always, you know, the top 10 ways to save money. But there's, including the groceries, but also things like eating out or making your coffee yep. at home, or mm-hmm. I should say not eating out, making lunches at home or something like that. Do you have yep. other tips along those lines?
Yeah, I think those are good things. And again, it's finding the expenses that you use as a family and then cutting them there and seeing what you can do. Like, I think combining errands is really important to make sure when you're out and about, try to do as much as you can in that one trip. We all have to pay for gas for our car, but try to stretch it as far as you can. Mm-hmm. And tucking money away throughout the year for those big expenses, like we said earlier, that's incredibly important. So you're not surprised by some of those expenses that sneak up on you.
Yeah, Christmas tends to be the time of year when we're like, oh, we need to do gift shopping.
Yes, and it's less than 5 months away already. So it's definitely time, if you haven't started saving, to start saving now.
That's true. Indeed. Yeah, yeah. Do you have any advice for Christmas gift shopping? I know some people like to start shopping now for gifts. Do you have any?
I do, actually.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you have any advice?
I think one of the ways to do that and to save your money is that you know who you're going to be shopping for. So set your budget now and say, okay, I know this is about how much I'm going to spend on each person that we're shopping for, and start watching for those special gifts that you can find good deals or sales on, and still find something that is really special for that person. But when you have more time to do so, I pretty much shop year-round for Christmas, and that really does allow me to stretch my budget a lot farther than shopping in the last couple weeks right before Christmas.
Or a couple days.
Or a couple days, yes, indeed.
We've done that
before. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. What about, you mentioned you have little kids. What about including kids in this process and helping to teach them from a young age how to be faithful stewards of their money?
That's very important. So I have a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 4-month-old. And we try to have those conversations a lot of times, since they all still come grocery shopping with me. Mm-hmm. It happens at the grocery store when they'll notice something on the cart, and we'll say, well, that's not what we have on our list, that's not in our budget right now. And so it's learning those choices that we're saving money. My husband's at school. We'll talk about how hard he works for us to work and earning money so we can pay our bills and do different things. And then, of course, it's when we take our offering to church, too, that already when they're putting their money that they've saved from the week in the offering plate, to learn that we give back to God because he has given us so many blessings. And so it is. It's so important to start teaching that from an early age so that they grow up with those truths, we believe.
Absolutely. Have they talked about it with you then? Maybe not the younger, the youngest one, but have you noticed that their attitude towards saving has changed at all, or is different maybe than when you started?
Yeah, I think so. I think my 4-year-old especially, he started grasping that. Then he'll look at something and he'll say, oh, we don't have a coupon for that, huh, Mom? And I'll say, no, we don't. And they really do learn by example. Mm-hmm. And so what they're seeing us do, and we try to talk about that when we go out with a gift card. Well, someone gave us this gift card, or, you know, this was a Christmas gift from Grandma. And we talk about where the things are coming from, as well as why we're using them and doing that.
Absolutely. Those are all really great tips. Kristen, thanks so much for joining me this morning on the Coffee Hour.
Thanks so much for having me.
Kristen, we're at mom, wife, sister, daughter, and blogger at joyfullythriving.com, where you can find some of her articles and some more of her tips about living frugally. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth. We have more stories coming up right after this break. Stay tuned.